studying the Lord's Prayer in Luke 11, but we're looking at Matthew's version of it because it's the most commonly used and known. So let's go to Matthew chapter 6. We got only to verse 6 yesterday. But when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray that to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. We looked at a number of scriptures. I want to look at one more about the closet and the whole thing. Go to Isaiah chapter 4.
Isaiah 4?
This is a very uncomfortable place to teach from.
Did you pulp it?
No. That wasn't even funny.
I enjoyed it.
You enjoyed it?
Uh-huh.
Remember the word pulpit, what it means from Latin?
What's it mean?
Stage.
I thought it had something to do with octopus.
Octopus?
Pulpo.
Oh, God.
I thought it was funny.
Just start in verse 2.
Isaiah 1, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Isaiah 4. In that day shall the branch of the Lord be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and comely for them that are escaped of Israel. And it shall come to pass that he that is left in Zion and he that remaineth in Jerusalem shall be called holy, even every one that is written among the living in Jerusalem, whom the Lord shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, and shall have purged the blood of Jerusalem from the midst thereof by the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning. And the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon her assemblies a cloud and smoke by day and the shining of a flaming fire by night. For upon all the glory shall be a defense, and there shall be a tabernacle for a shadow in the daytime from the heat, and for a place of refuge and a covert from the storm and from the rain. As we talked about yesterday, that tabernacle is within us. You go into thy closet, into that place within you. We have boldness to enter into the throne of grace. And the throne of grace has come down to meet us. All right, back to Matthew. Amen?
Amen.
Very good.
But when you pray, use not vain repetition, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. And after this manner, therefore, pray you. Our Father, which has no cell phone, our Father. Remember when the Lord's Prayer, when we pray the Lord's Prayer, it's always a reminder, it is not me, it's us. Our Father, which art in heaven. Heaven is Uranus, and as we've talked many times, and we talked yesterday, the New Jerusalem has come down, adorned as a bride. The New Jerusalem is our surrounding reality. So heaven here is now here. Uranus just means highest in altitude or highest in rank. And the Uranus of heaven has now come down to meet us. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed can't hollow his name if you think anything is wrong. You can't hollow his name if you think you have a need. Everything, every issue that comes to mind when you pray, therefore, that reminds you of something where you think that God has forsaken the earth, or where you think there's a problem, you put it immediately back on the altar. And once you place something on the altar, you never take it off. You wait on him, no matter how many times the cell phone rings.
This is just like AFCON.
It is. It's the same thing.
You don't walk into this arena with crap.
No.
You get rid of it.
Everything's outside the door.
Yeah.
Well, that's the cup of sanctification, but it's also the AFCON.
Yeah.
Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth. As it is in heaven. There's no more glorious statement that could be made. You got to remember, this is God teaching us to pray. It's not vain repetition. This is a...
It's not me.
It's the machine. It's
facts. I was going to yell at Tom. Mm-hmm.
You can't go on this way, Owen.
What?
You can't say things are out of order or wrong while you're teaching.
You just put it on the altar. That's why I said it. If I didn't put it on the altar, then I wouldn't sit here and think I had to hit Tom or something.
You're back on track.
You understand? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Think for a second how much contradiction occurs in the minds of men when they learn this prayer. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. They look around. There is never peace on earth. It's only peace in earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So that's a declaration of the Messiah is here. Give us this day our daily bread. Now, it's not talking about giving us strawberry shortcake. It's talking about giving us the bread of the face, or the bread of the presence, or the bread of the showbread, which is the. Remember, there's two left. There's only in terms of the temple. And when you are the temple, there's a holy place, and in the holy place is what?
The
candlestick. Table of showbread, the altar of incense. The table of showbread is from where we get our sustenance, which is our daily bread, which is the bread of the presence, which is the bread, bringeth forth bread from the earth. That becomes your only sustenance and your only satisfaction. No longer eating dust, no longer eating the things of this world for sustenance and satisfaction. No longer eating the flesh of your children for their accomplishments or being sorrow for their madness. No longer eating the flesh of overgrown guys in tight pants and that slap their butts around. No longer gaining sustenance from Tom from your stupid opinions.
How about chorus girls?
Same thing. You understand the bread of the presence is the mystery of feeding only on him. Amen?
Amen.
And forgive us our debts or our trespasses. Now here's the blood. So we got the bread and the blood. We got the bread and the wine. Same as in communion or afterward. Forgive us our trespasses. I'm not talking about sin. That's assumed. Sin is gone because you're dead. Forgive us our trespasses, which we will always do. The blood of Christ cleanses us from all trespass. Forgive us our trespass as we forgive. It is impossible for God to retain his integrity and forgive you unless you have forgiven everyone from the heart. Got it? Not everyone only. It's everything. Every place, every circumstance in your life, every issue that has ever happened, every wrong that you believe has been done to you has to be forgiven from the heart, meaning that it must, you must protect in your heart, in your inner being, the right for that offense to have happened. Because without it, you wouldn't see what you see. Because God has wrought all our works in us. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. As we forgive. That's, again, sorry to bring this up, but there's never a need for a transaction. Forgiveness is a command if you want to enter the kingdom of God or stay in it. Has nothing to do with any interaction. And lead us not into temptation. Again, you've heard John Rutledge is the one that found this out. The word lead is only that's used here. I can't remember it right now. Forgive me. I don't feel like looking at my notes. The word lead is only used twice in the Bible. In this version of the Lord's Prayer and the Luke version. And it means to lead inward. Lead inward. It means to go back into self for an answer. Go back into this. Go back into leaning on your own arm of understanding. And lead us not into temptation, but to the contrary, and it says that strong in the Greek, but to the contrary, deliver us from the evil one. For thine. Thine is the glory. Thine is the power, and thine is the glory. It's all Him. And then Matthew put a coda on the Lord's Prayer and emphasized this one issue. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Now the majesty of that prayer can't even be imagined. It'll take us an eternity to see the fullness of it, because it's all in all, more and more of Him, and less of us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, not mine. Thy will be done, not mine. In earth, as it is in heaven, give us this day the bread of presence, the flesh of your Son. Our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And above all, lead us not into temptation, into self for anything, but deliver us, to the contrary, deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, thine is the power, and thine is the glory.
When you were going through it, I was thinking how much we pray for is associated with time. You hit the thing about thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And, it's like, you always hear people talking about peace and stuff like that. It's all something that's going to happen tomorrow. We don't ever pray for now.
That's what it means. When you pray for the peace of Jerusalem, you're not praying for Jerusalem. You're praying for you have the same priest that's in Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. For the peace of, possessive, of Jerusalem. Anybody else? Do you see the majesty of this prayer?
Yeah.
why we look forward in time every time we do the communion. It's just as Jesus thanked the Father for the bride, we thank the Father. We're part of the bride, part of that incredible mystery of the bride of Christ. Anybody else? Pete? Amen?
Amen. Big amen.
All right, well, Miss Jackie is leaving us today, so.
What for?
Dallas-Fort Worth Hyatt.
Yeah,
but you're not coming back, right?
No. No, I'm flying out of Dallas Airport on Sunday.
What time do you need to be at, though?
It's any time, because the conference doesn't start until like 8 in the morning, so that's
why. Oh, tomorrow morning, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
so
we'll work that out, yeah.
I can check in at the hotel anytime.
All righty.
Well, after 3, I think.
All right, well, let's just keep that on. Let's pray for Jackie. Miss Jackie Polinor. I said her name on purpose, so everybody knows she's been here.
You're getting me in trouble.
Father, thank you for Jackie. Thank you for this time we've had together. Let your Holy Spirit, the fire of it, surround and protect her and give her wisdom. And bring her home and her children and her grandbaby home safely. Take a big guy. Gary, what?